For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi-Adams.
We give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Lord, we give you all the glory. Lord, we give you all the praise. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 16 verse 10. Please, especially the pastors, I want our heart to be open to tonight's message. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Luke chapter 16. Are we there? He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is faithful in that which is least. God was saying a lot of things before he get at least. He's trying to talk about something he has referred to before. But he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. Not that will be. Is already faithful in much. And he that is unjust in what? The least. Is unjust also in much. He has not yet handled the much. But the Bible is telling us that before he has handled, he's already unfaithful, he's already unjust. Hallelujah. Our topic this evening is faithfulness in the days of little beginning. Faithfulness in the days of little beginning. Luke 10, 16, 10, the Living Bible. No, for unless you are honest in small matters, you won't be in large ones. If you cheat even in a little, you won't be honest with what? Greater responsibilities. The reason why I call the attention of the pastors to listen to this, because we are leaders. And then God is taking everyone somewhere. And then we need to pay attention, especially with this season that the ministry is in. As leaders starting up with a lot of responsibilities. If we are not faithful now, we will not be faithful when we have 100,000 members. Bible is saying, if we are unjust at this level, we will not be just when we are mega. So God is telling us that look at your life now, and that is who you are in the future. Not that you will change. He that is faithful in least now is faithful in much. If you can handle 1 million at this level of our level, God is telling you, you can handle 1 billion naira. If you are not faithful in preaching the word now, God is saying that when you have a lot of preaching engagement, you will not be faithful. Hallelujah. So faithfulness in the days of little beginning. To be faithful means to be reliable. Every time God is looking for somebody that is reliable, you are there. You are not weather dependent. You know, Bishop Dakar means wrote a book and said there are type of members. There are members that we call them fair weather members. If it rains, they will not come to church. If they move to another city, they will not come to church. But there are members that even if they move to another city, they will wake up early in the morning and come. Kate was telling me of somebody that was attending church in Abuja from local Jadunamis every Sunday. The house of your lover is never far from you. Is it true? If you are dating a lady, if her house is in Lagos, you look as if her house is at Ganaja Junction. It's like that. Fear weather people, not reliable. You cannot have a program without planning and telling them because you cannot trust them. But there are people you write and put their name because they are, you know they'll be there. They are not reliable. There are people that you know that if you give them assignment in the choir, you know they'll do it. There are people that when you give them assignment, they may not do it. They are not faithful. So to be faithful means to be reliable. To be what? Reliable. Another meaning is it means to be worthy of trust. You have earned trust over time. You are worthy of trust. After looking at all the factors to be considered, they count you worthy. This one deserves to be trusted. This one can enter the money room, forget it, nothing will happen. He's worthy of trust. When you say he will be the pastor ministering at this service, forget he will deliver. Because you have tried and when they say you are worthy, it means you have been tested. Is that not true? You have been tested in areas whether they can trust you or not. And then you are worthy, then they can say you are faithful. These are even normal English definitions. You are worthy of trust. God can trust you and say, these members I have given to you, leave Jotham, he will take them. God told Abraham, forget his children, I know that he will command them. You know that scripture, right? Genesis 18 or 19. Say, I know that Abraham, God gave him instruction for his children. God said, talk to Abraham, forget his children, they'll follow. Circumcised, he said, every one of you, where pull your trousers now. You cannot be here, you're not circumcised. Say, you know that he will command them, not advise. So God said, look at the members I've given you. How have you been with them will determine if I will commit more. Is that not true? So you are worthy of trust. That means you are faithful. Finally, to be faithful means, hallelujah, to be consistent with the reality. To be consistently consistent with the reality. To be consistent with what? Consistent with reality. There was something that last year, some members of the church were telling me, and then they said a threat to me. They said that all my messages were a blessing. Then they said, no, the person, the two people were discussing, then I later had a discussion with the two of them, said, this one told him that all apostle message, every time you hear him, you are blessed, every time. Every message is, then the other one said, no, every of his messages was a hit, back to back. Now, that was a message to me, that when we hear you 3 years time, that message must remain a hit. That means you are faithful. That's not true, pastors. That means anytime we hear you and we don't hear that pungency, that weight, that heaviness, that directness, that freshness, it means I, as a pastor, I am not faithful. It means I am not consistent with the reality. Because consistent means to be able to produce the same result again and again. The sun is consistent because you know every morning it comes up. Is that not true? And you know it goes down. So to be consistent with reality, it means you are faithful. You are faithful with your responsibility. When we had you last year and we are hearing you now, if we hear the same level of fire, you are backsliding. You should be at another level higher. That is why I believe that there is nobody that will hear me and will say, no, apostle are backsliding. It cannot happen. Because you met me at the level of prayer last year, now I have shifted gear. Consistent prayer, consistent spiritual exercise, increase in demanding for impartation, increase for knowledge, I have gone for more. So I cannot be at the same level. So you are consistent with the reality. And then finally, to be faithful means to be loyal. Loyalty. You are loyal. Hallelujah. One of the greatest things God can do to you is to give you loyal people. People that are with you in the thin and in the thick. People that are you when things are not working. When things beginning to walk, I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo talking about his wife. He said she was there when I was in the wilderness. She was there when the book was opened in the sanctuary. She was there when the manifestation began to happen. She was there in the days of glory. She was there, loyal. There are people that have stood with him, Bishop, people like Bishop Abioye. From the scratch. He said, God has told me my assignment is to serve you. Bishop said, I have told him myself to go and start his church. He said, no, I'm not going. Hallelujah. To be loyal, it means to be faithful, to be loyal. You don't change fatherhood or change relationship like that up and down. You follow one person for 32 years, unbroken years. 20 years, God servant of the poor energy said that on the 21st year of following to the, his father, the Lord, Bishop Edebo, that was when a particular mantle came upon him. So what if he disconnected in the 19th year? Because he was already mega at that time. All together. So to be loyal means you are faithful. You are not saying two things in the public and saying another in the public. You are not saying well done, sir, and then a private in your heart you are disdaining the person. You are not looking at the person in your heart, you are mocking the person and then looking at this error, but in the public you are looking as if you are in the affirmative. So you are faithful when you are what? Trustworthy, worthy of trust, when you are consistent with reality, when you are loyal. And when you are what? That was the first thing I said. When you are what? Reliable. On Friday, I was not around last week because I went for a crusade. I didn't bother to give instruction how the service should go. It did not even cross my mind. Before, when I'm going, I used to give instruction, two of us. I would say, do this, do this, do this, do this. But on Friday, it did not even cross my mind. In fact, something happened on Wednesday. It did not even cross my mind to say to it because I knew the people, we are reliable. I can step out without thinking of what will happen on Sunday. Are we together? When you have faithful, reliable people, may God help us to be faithful and increase and remain faithful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, there are things I want you to note. The first thing is that God will never give somebody big things first. He gives them small things at the beginning. God doesn't give the big things first. He starts with the small. Galatians chapter 4 verse 1 to 2, the Bible says, a servant, though he is the owner of everything, not giving everything. God gives him a little. Just to test him. Hallelujah. What? Test him. He will give you a level of influence and see how you behave. He will give you a little money and see how you behave. He will give you a small miracle, a small testimony and see how you behave. He will give you a small thing and then when you are faithful there, yesterday I was listening to Bishop Doug. He said that all of the sudden he noticed that nobody was inviting him when he started ministry. Nobody was inviting him. Then he said all of the sudden people began to invite him. And then people began to honor him. Then he said it is 100% spiritual. Like I used to say, there are people you don't know in this country last year. But this year everybody knows them. You can mention people like Michael Orogbo. There are names that come to your head. All of the sudden, something from the realm of the spirit will come upon them. You will not know why people are listening to them. Because they were in the backside faithful. He said God told him when he was doing his master to submit to a guy that was on an undergraduate or something like that. And then he was serving him under. The guy took him to ushering and said, go and be an usher. Meanwhile, with the level of unction in his head, he said, go and be an usher in the campus. He said he was in an usher doing masters with a young guy that was under him. Faithfully serving God's servant Apostle Arome. Say he got all the messages of Apostle Arome and listened to it. Oh! And then no wonder the first time I heard him preach, I thought, I didn't know until the guy told me it was Michael Oroko. I said, are you serious? It was 100% Apostle Arome. There are people that when you see them, you know that the grace of who they submit comes upon them. And then there are orangus that don't even look like where they are coming from. Why? Because they are not faithful. Hallelujah. When you see a true son of God, servant of the Paul NHH, there are signs you know. When you see a true son, there are people I see on internet, I say, I tell God servant, Pastor Tom, he said, this servant, this person submit to Pastor Chris. He said, yes. Say, I don't know, but when you see, there are things you will know. The spirit of your father should show somehow in you. You cannot be an elephant and be behaving like a chicken. There should be some elephantic genetic on you. Hallelujah. So, know that every one of us have a great destiny. But God will not give you those big things first. He starts with the little he has given you now. One members, this church, this unit, this little position. Are we together? So never forget it that it is a trial to test your faithfulness. And if you are faithful, more will come to your direction. Hallelujah. Number two is that if you are a science student, that's what we call small scale and industrial scale. You know that the meaning of that? When you want to produce Pomvita, there is a formula that produces Pomvita in large scale. I don't know if you have been to a big company. I've been to Coca-Cola before. When you see where they manufacture Coca-Cola, from the company, it was malt. You see it flowing like river. The workers say, they don't carry cup, but just go and fetch. Just start be drinking. Yes. You will see it flowing like a river, enter the machine, enter the pipe, bottling, where there is somebody removing the one that is not full, removing it, and then entering the circuit, packaging, landing on. I saw it with my eyes. But before they do that in that last scale, they did it in a small lab. They do a, what we call lab tests. Approve again and again, and then what they do is what they do in the lab scale. If the ratio was 1 to 7, when they want to move it to a larger scale, if it's 1,000, the other one will be 7,000. The same thing. All they do now is increase the scale. So God will test you with little, and then if you are faithful, it's the same thing. He will amplify. I was listening to God's servant Mensah Otterbill. He said that he's amazed when he hears people shocked as when he's preaching and shout, and they are shouting. Say, everything he's teaching today are the things he taught when the church was in a classroom. And nobody was amazed. So now, he will just go to his note and told some of them and then use 21st century English and say the same thing. See, in those days, God was training him. Pruning him. God's servant talked to Paul and he said, there were times when he had fire in him, but no expression. There was fire for little on the outside. Now, if you are surprised of somebody standing in healing and deliverance service, we are surprised that you are surprised. Do you understand? We are surprised that what? You are surprised. Somebody posted on his statue, he said that if you don't know the Paul and nature, kneel down and ask God to forgive you. How can you say you're in this country? You don't know him. First level, that is right, Jesus is the level of impact that God has amplified him. Hallelujah. So God will try it on a small scale. He said when they were building their first structure in area one, say that when they finished the first level, they wanted to deck. A bank came to them and said, we will give you loan. And then after service, we'll come and collect the offering and count until we finish collecting our loan. He said, he thought about it though. God said that if I can't build you, if I cannot give you the money to build, the money to pay the loan. He told them no. It took them a while before they completed the offload, the gallery. If you have been there, they have a ground before the main structure before. So they were using the ground for that time. Now, God was testing him because God knew he would build a 1,000 seat capacity church one day. Debt free. If he took long to build a 4,000 or 5,000 capacity church, if you want to build 100,000, what will he do? He will take loan from World Bank. Is that not true? God tested him to see, you can do it with this little capacity church, now 200,000 capacity. Only the carpet, he said, what they spend when they were building that structure weekly can build 5,000 sister church every week.
So God will use small scale to test you. And then if you are faithful, he will exponent it. He will what? Exponent it. And then finally, before I'll show you areas to be faithful, God will always test you with little of what he wants to give you. God will always test you with what? Little. If God wants to give Pastor Ebenezer influence, do you know what he will do? He will give him little influence and see how he behaves. He will give him little of that thing and watch. And just what? If God wants to give you money, he will give you little and see how you will do. If God wants to give you people, he will give you little people and see how you will treat them. If God wants to give you little wisdom and see how you will behave. So God will release a little of what he wants to give you and see how you will do. He notices you are faithful, he will release the big sheep. Are we together? So God is watching us and seeing what we are doing with what we have. On this small scale, what are we doing? How are we managing what he has given us? Because everything in our life is a reflection of what can be multiplied. Do you know what I said? What I just said? Everything can be multiplied. If we have money, it can be multiplied. If we have people, it can be multiplied. If we have the anointing, it can be multiplied. Anything we have can be multiplied. So all we need to do is to manage what we have. There are five areas where you should be faithful. The first is committed responsibility. When you are in Luke chapter 16 verse 12, the Bible says, he that is not faithful in another man's work. Pastor Min, can you read that scripture for us, please? Let's read it. Luke 16 verse 12. Areas to be faithful. The first is committed, delegated responsibility. Yes, sir, let's go.
Luke 16 verse 12.
Yes.
If ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's.
If you are not faithful in what belongs to another man.
Who shall give you that which is your own?
Who will give you your own? Do you understand, Pastor Ebenezer? What it means is, you don't have a church yet. Or you are not a pastor of a branch church. Yes. You are now assisting me. If you are not faithful in my own, God will not give you your own. That's what the Bible is saying. If you are not faithful in another man's own, that is the Bible, word of Jesus in red. Who will give you your own? You are an assistant in a company. That is why you see, most people that are apprentices must learn how to be faithful to their bosses. There is a wave of foolishness and ignorance in many apprentices. They fight the people they are working for. They dishonor them. They disrespect them. God may not give them their own. Or even if they eventually have, they will have a set of rebellious people. Rebellious students under them. So, when you have someone and he gives you responsibility, faithfully carry it. What did I say? Faithfully. Do it faithfully. Because one day God will put you a leader. You will be a leader in your house. You will have, all of you here have companies. Mint Concept, you have multiple companies. You will have people under you. If you are not faithful to this responsibility, people under you will not be faithful. Come on, are we together? So faithful in delegated responsibility. When they say, do this by this time, do it by that time. When they say, be here by this time, be what? Here by this time. When they say, can you attend to this? Attend to it. Be faithful. Be reliable. Be loyal. Be consistent. Be trustworthy. Come on. Hallelujah. Number two is finances. Luke chapter 16 verse 11. Read verse 11 for us of that same scripture.
Hallelujah.
Verse, yes,
11.
Sir.
If therefore ye have not been faithful in
Luke 16, 11, yes. If therefore you have not been faithful
in the unrighteous mammon,
if you are not faithful with money,
who will commit to your trust the true riches?
Who will give you true riches? Money is the least thing a man can have. Is that not true?
In the month of July, one of the sermons I'll be teaching on is how to create and develop value. Money is one of the least things somebody can have. God wants to make you a billionaire. He gives you 1 million naira. So what will you do with 1 million naira? Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if you are unfaithful with 1 million naira, that means you'll be unfaithful when I give you 1 billion naira. So I just halt you there. I just what? Just remove that level. God wants to lift you up. You have to, especially finances. I remember, let me tell you one temptation I had one time. I had 300,000 naira in my account. That was 2016. And then, at that time, I was paying profit offering. And then I was paying 10%. Of course, 10% in my side, and then 10% to my prophet, my father-in-law, right? So, I paid my tithe, but that was 30,000 naira, guys. That was not small money at that time. And that was the first time I had that kind of money. And then, I said, look, this 30,000 naira. So, just transfer 30,000 naira to him. I could remember I was in between assets, diamond and assets. If you take me there, I can remember. The Holy Spirit told me that one day, you will have people giving you money. The same decision you make today will determine what they will do. And when I gave him the what? And when I gave him, and when I, and then from that day, that was when the grip of every, any time, no amount will stop me from giving him that amount. From that, it was like the temptation never came again. I don't even think about it. It's automatic. The transfer is simultaneous. This first, this second, straight. God was testing me. That time was only what? 30,000 naira. Yes. But now I'm giving more than that. I wouldn't have been at this level if I was not faithful at 300,000 naira. Think about it. God will never give me serious money. So, every level you are, be faithful. The day you are tired of principle and practices, that means you are tired of the blessing. Do you understand? The day you are tired of what? Principles and practices, that means you are tired of the blessing. The day you are tired of giving to God, that means I'm tired of, the day you are tired of honoring your pastor or your prophet, that means I am tired of receiving the blessing. And then you are patient for life. Hallelujah. You'll be faithful with your finances in Jesus' name. You will not come to church when God has lifted you and you'll be dropping 10 naira. That means you're not true. Is that not true? You cannot have 1 million in your account and be dropping 100 naira offering every Sunday. I listened to my mother and the Lord, Mommy Becky, and she said 5% of her income goes to offering. That is how they do with it. I take it up. They say 10% to their prophet, 10% to that, and 5%. They say at the beginning of the month, how much was our income? Calculate it and then share it to envelope. Package before the service. And then every service they dropped it. Listen, you don't need to ask God, why am I giving? We are told you the part we are giving you already. And do you think it's easy to give 5% of your income? No, guys. Look at where they are. You see, principles are stronger than prophecies. This receive will not work. Oh. Principles make principal men. He said he gave a large amount of money, he cannot mention, under 24 hours, he got it in Forex. You know, when you hear God stop and say Forex, it means foreign currency, not Nigeria money. Hallelujah. Yes. Principles are real. He honored God's servant. He said he used to buy clothes for God's servant Bishop Oyedepo. He said now the only thing he buy is when he wants to buy. From shoe. Anything is bought for every. Customized dollar. People are fighting and angry if he doesn't wear their own. He told his son, grow everywhere but let your leg not pass my own because I have plenty of shoes. You don't need to buy a shoe again in your life. Say you can come and they are available. No, you cannot be wearing correct. Because he has sold it before. He was faithful.
So be faithful with your finances. Hallelujah. You see, even as a church, if we are not faithful with our finances, we will not have more. That's the truth. That's why every time we check, 2 days ago, we were looking at the sermon of the church of last month, and then we look at what God gave us the last month, myself and Pastor, all of us, we are shocked at God's blessing. But then, calculate the tithe, round it up as usual. Without, let the miracle come from us that we gave more, not less. Because we have to be faithful. If not, we remain beggars. We remain at the level of 1,000 or 1,000,000 or something like that. You'll be there. But for us to go up, we must be faithful. And when God sees that there is order in our finances, God will begin to give you more. I'm quoting Moby Baker, it's straight. Say, when God notices order in your finances, he'll begin to give you more. Well, now, when I send 100 to this guy, God knows. Going to Shekinah. 10%, 2% is doing this. This is the way he's going to do. One sees that. Do you understand? So be faithful in what God has given you. Some guys were in my house on Sunday, 2 secondary or 3 secondary school guys. Say, how much are you earning? 10,000 naira. And they tell me the kind of money he was earning. Say, but because of school, the money is not enough. I say, listen. You cannot live above your income. You cannot what? If you are earning 10,000 naira, you should live on 9,000 naira. You cannot live above your income. You are wrong. There are people that wear what I don't wear. And they don't get 5% of what I get monthly. Five. Yes. I know them. You see their phones, you just, oh, hallelujah. But, you see, many people don't, are not even wise to manage basic things. You must live below what you earn. Below. What does it say? Far below. You must be able to manage, be faithful with your money. There are things I can eat, but I don't eat. Not because I cannot afford. There's a time for that. What happened? Say Bishop Edebo, say he walked in the house and say his wife cooked one stew with egg. I said, where did he get money from egg for? From, say God gave. Say from today, this house has not reached the level of egg. Take egg off from the devil. Not because he could not attend. But there's a level where we can get an egg. Now, if you want to eat antelope, elephant in the afternoon, and then the head of a lion in the evening, can he eat it? Can he eat it or not? You can't eat it. So let's be faithful with our finances. And then more will come. Anyone that does not manage his money, more will not come. There is no prophecy that will change your life. If you like, say, I receive it. Carry Goya oil. Carry which kind of oil again? 3 bottles. Lift it up when a man of God is praying. You will never receive serious resources. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Number 3. Where to be faithful is committed human resources. Pastors, you must know that human resources are committed to you by God. I remember me one day in my retreat that you don't advertise only to have members. God gives you members. God will say, these people will follow this man. And when it happened in the spirit, you will not know why people are following you. You see, RCCGG, Redeemed Christian Church of God, you cannot explain why they have members anywhere. It is God. Let me tell you the secret. They don't even know why they are there. Are we together? Yes. So God has given, the Bible says, John chapter 17 verse 22, said, of all the people that you gave me, I lost none. I managed them effectively. So you have 3 people in your unit. We have this number of people in the church. Our level of management of them. You see, January, when I said, I started thinking of, see, by January we should have pastors. There are people that we can train them to become pastors. Like Joko. I told my wife, become pastors. Is he a joke? I say, they are pastors. So. You must go and wear white robe. Oh, we have pastors. So people could not believe. They what? I learned it from Bishop Doug. You will be ordained once you have the qualifications. And then once you undergo through the necessary training. Hallelujah. You are have to manage people. Because the millionaires of Shekinah Encounter Center are in our members. Do you know what I'm talking about at all? We have to manage them to develop, to pull the millions out of them. The money we need is in our members, even if they are 2 or 3. Even if they are 50 or 100. Even if they are 1,000 or 1,000. All the billions you need are in you. The millions I need are in you. You. Share you me. Share you hearing me. They are what? In you. I have to prophesy. Teach you. Train you. Pull you up. Make your company to rise and then pull the million. And your rising is our rising. Come on. Do you understand, guys? Yes. So manage the people that God has given. The Bible says, all the people you gave me, I lost none. All of them. We should not give you a department and the department is reducing instead of increasing. Is that not true? It should increase. What's the number we now? Number 4 is purpose. You should be faithful in the assignment that God has given you. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7, Apostle Paul said, I have finished my course, is my emphasis. He has finished his course. You will finish your course. We will not see you later. You say you are a politician. Say God has called you to ministry. You are not the one. Say you are not the one. After the prophesying that God has called you, he's going to use you now. And the Holy Spirit now changes his mind later. I say, no, I'm not used to politics. We will not see you in the market selling tomatoes or selling anything long reach. You're leaving the ministry. Less things. Hallelujah. No! You will be your purpose. The devil knows that if you want to tell me forget ministry, we die here. We will what? Die here. No. If there was temptation, it's before. And no, we are here for life. And then doing it well. Praise the Lord. So be faithful. What has God told you to do? Be faithful about it. Finally, be faithful with the kingdom. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33, it says, seek first. Others can be second, but primarily seek the kingdom. And God will give you hallelujah. What are the signs that you are faithful? A sign that you are faithful is that you increase what God has given you. You what? You develop what and who God has given you. You improve on it. Matthew 25 from verse 24 to 26. Everyone that multiplied his talent, the Bible called him good and what? Faithful servant. Have you noticed that? I gave you 5, you brought 10, you have managed it. You have increased it. This was not the way God gave me Pastor Mint. From January last year. He's better. I can sit down here and hear, but one of the days was preaching and I said, no, I'm not even preaching on Friday. Continue this topic on Friday. But meanwhile, the first time he came, I said, come on, preach. No, Apostle, I cannot preach. He refused. I had to force him to preach. But now I have to extend another, because I was blessed. You develop the people. You improve on them and then you increase them. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Another sign you are faithful is you pay attention and you manage what God has given you. You know, the Bible says a man that has 100 or 1,000 sheep, if he lose one, what will happen to him? He will go on, he will leave the 99 and go look for the one that is missing, right? Come on, is that not true? That is why every time anybody is not in church, you should know. And you should look for them. You are not a good manager if you don't care that people don't come to church. One person is not in church. It is very important. Forget those that came and look for those guys. Come on, hallelujah. What is the benefit of management? Luke 19:17. He that is faithful in little, more will be committed to him. The benefit and the profit of faithfulness is increase, promotion, and multiplication. You will increase, you will multiply, and you will be promoted as you are faithful.
I know we have wisdom. Can we be on our feet and appreciate God and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for... We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. Mantele borodo boyogolo godo shada manana manana.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands. You can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-26-1